My gracious prince and honorable peers, hearing of your arrival in this realm, I have a while given truce unto my wars to do my duty to my sovereign. In sign whereof this arm that hath reclaimed to your obedience 50 fortresses, 12 cities and 7 walled towns of strength, beside 500 prisoners of esteem, lets fall his sword before your highness' feet, and with submissive loyalty of heart ascribes the glory of his conquests, God, first to my God, and next unto your grace.
Is this the Talbot, Uncle Boston, that hath so long been resident in France?
Yes, if it please your majesty, my liege.
Welcome, brave captain and victorious lord. When I was young, yet I am old, I do remember how my father said a stouter champion never handled sword. Long since we were resolved of your truth, your faithful service, and your toil in war, yet never have you tasted our reward, or been regarded with so much as thanks, because till now we never saw your face. Therefore, stand up, and for these good deserts, we here create you Earl of Shrewsbury, and in our coronation take your place.
Now, sir, you that were so hot at sea, disgracing of these colors that I wear in honor of my noble lord of York, dost thou maintain the former words thou spakest?
Yes, sir, as well as you dare patronage the envious barking of your saucy tongue against my lord, the Duke of Somerset.
Sirrah, thy lord I honor as he is.
Why, what is he? As good a man as York.
Hark ye not so! In witness take ye that!
Villain, thou knowest the law of arms is such that whoso draws sword his present death, or else this blow should breach thy dearest blood. But I'll unto his majesty, and crave I may have liberty to venge this wrong, when thou shalt see I'll meet thee to thy cost.
Well, miscreant, I'll be there as soon as you, and after, hate you sooner than you would.